This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to join us. You can talk about what's important to you, or you can join the discussions we're having. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. That's 603-283-6160.
The best discussions are the ones that happen during the break.
They really are, man. I want to set up something, at least in my studio, that automatically starts recording. It has to be an, obviously a different type of microphone that just automatically starts recording, because we would probably say things that shouldn't be sent out even on internet, you know, like personal information and things like that.
Right.
We're just bantering and, you know, record it and, you know, find the interesting bits and release it as some sort of an amplifier-only thing. But I've never gotten around to it. But it would be funny, and you're absolutely right. I came back up for smoking, and Nikki's talking about someone rubbing her feet. And I don't know what I walked into, but I hate I wasn't here for the last 6 minutes. The off-air banter between me and Mark is always really funny as well. But
oh, I'm sure.
I think I talked to Mark about that before, too, because like the conversations during the break may not be, you know, radio-worthy.
But well, they're not radio friendly.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But they're definitely. There's some of them are definitely like podcast worthy. Like
yeah.
If you could get like the Free Talk Live podcast that had everything, including the breaks, right?
Mm.
Maybe.
See, I would just put them up separately as like the off-air banter instead of trying to put them in with the podcast.
Yeah, but then you lose a little bit of the context of
true.
Of what led into that part of the banter.
Good point.
But sometimes that's the best, like the out of context, just yeah. like random nonsense.
The outtakes.
Like what I walked into a few yeah. minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But let's keep going with the phones because we are a call-in show after all. That's 603-283-6160. We also have Dave calling from New Mexico. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, everyone. Little correction for Dave in Albuquerque. The Uh-oh. Democrat sheriff that was endorsed by the Republican Party of New Mexico and is running for mayor, his name is Manny Gonzalez.
He was now endorsed by the Republicans?
Yeah, doesn't that sound a little bit odd?
Well, it may sound odd, but I'm pretty sure David has mentioned in the past that the mayoral race is nonpartisan. Right? Like it's not a primary with the Republican and Democrat. It's just whoever wants to run can. And you can put whatever letter you want.
But if you have too many names on the ballot, they do a primary. Like, I'm facing a primary here in Keene because there are three of us and they want to whittle it down to two for the election.
Right, but is it going to be a Republican and Democrat primary?
And no,
it's just one
general
big
primary.
Yeah, yeah.
But that said, I am a registered Republican.
Right.
I won't have the backing of the Republican Party. It's just like I did it when I ran for sheriff, but that's
right.
fine. I don't want to have anything to do with them anyway because I'm not really a Republican.
But it being nonpartisan is why you can have a Democrat being endorsed by a Republican.
The interesting thing is that there was no Republican on the ticket, and the Republicans were backing a Democrat. And the Democrat, when they did a debate with Eddie, Tim, and Manny, the only person that came up with a clear answer for all the different questions was Eddie. Now, to Eddie's housing situation, he lives in a dual-use building. Interesting part of the history of this thing. Eddie's father helped build or was involved in the construction of the building. Eddie is a real estate broker involved in the sale of the building. Now he's leasing space in that same building. It is a dual-purpose building. It does have the facilities necessary to meet the code enforcement requirements to be listed as a legal residence.
Yeah,
there's
I got to be honest, I don't really care where dude lives, and I think it's just petty and disgusting for his opponents to be trying to play that card in the first place. Okay, so
if you end all zoning, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Okay, so dude is having a difficult time at the moment, and you, the loving, kind Democrats who supposedly care about people having, you know, experiencing difficulties in their lives, are targeting the student, attempting to punish him for it and keep him from running for office for it.
This is the political Wild West. The last presidential election, the three oil patch counties in southeast New Mexico, for some odd reason, keep government math in mind. 150% of registered voters, of them, 120% voted for the Democrat.
Yeah, I've certainly seen that here as well. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Dave. And it's recorded in the official New Hampshire Registry of Elections that the town of Westmoreland here, which has a population of 1,700 or something like that, recorded more than 7,000 votes for Democratic candidate Eli Rivera against me in the 2020 election. So more close to four times the actual number of people living in Westmoreland voted for Eli Rivera. And I have no doubt that it's just a clerical error, but still.
I'm almost glad they think they needed that much more just to prevent you from winning. Right?
If they got
double, like, and you still won, right, they needed four times the amount to keep you from winning.
The only thing I dislike about it, I mean, I still wouldn't have won even if that hadn't happened.
But they didn't know that at the time.
Well, I think it was just a clerical error, okay. Right? They meant to record, 770 or whatever, and they accidentally inserted a 1 or inserted a 0 or inserted an extra 7. I don't know, but probably just a typo, I'm assuming. But the only thing I dislike about it is that it makes it look like I got like 18% of the vote versus the actual closer 25, 27 to 30% that I actually got because, 7,000 of those votes weren't actually legitimate.
Okay.
But it's rampant. I mean, and that's just one local race in one little county in little old New Hampshire. Imagine how many clerical errors are taking place like that throughout the entire country during the presidential election. There's just no way I could have any faith in the system whatsoever.
Well, we saw that, clear as day with that the chart
spike.
Where it was just like a straight line up for Biden.
The 3 a.m. vertical spike
in
like three different states for Biden.
I didn't see that.
Oh, really?
Well, I didn't follow
it. It was like a whole meme thing.
Yeah, I thought you would have seen the meme at least. It was like, it was close. It was tracking fairly close with Trump and Biden was low. And then at 3 a.m. they counted some votes, and Biden's line goes straight up in the air, and then he overtakes Trump by like the same margin that Trump was beating him prior.
Mm.
So it was they had that little part of the thing, and they put like fraud on and turned it into it. It was great. The memes are great.
Well, I'm sure mine was just a clerical error. I have no idea what was going on with Joe Biden, but
fraud.
Anytime you have a human involved, they can make a mistake, whether they mean to or not. And just like that, the results of an election could change by a factor of 10.
So what you're saying is we need more voting machines because then humans don't get involved.
No, I'm saying we need to minimize the impact that these events have. Like, instead of allowing people in California who have, dozens of counties and dozens of towns who are all quite possible of making clerical errors, instead of allowing them to also pick who is going to rule over us, secede from the United States. That way we at least minimize the damage of election fraud to only happening in New Hampshire and only impacting New Hampshire, where the fraud in California and Florida or any of these other places wouldn't affect us and the mistakes there wouldn't affect us. Never mind the fact that all of these people who voted are completely and totally ignorant about the people they voted for. Most of these people don't know anything about Joe Biden. And my primary win proved that. Something like 4,000 Republicans knowing nothing about me, somehow knowing nothing about me, went in there and voted for me. And these were supposed to be, the educated, the well-connected primary voters. I was expecting to lose the primary to the write-in candidate, Earl Nelson. I expected maybe 25 to 30, maybe 50 votes at the most, just from people who knew me personally and liked me. But they said 4,000.
Maybe they did their research and they went, you know what, still better than a Democrat.
Well, the repercussions suggest that they did not.
Okay.
But what, Republicans wouldn't want a satanic trans woman to be sheriff?
They apparently would not. And I think the union leader...
Better than a Democrat.
I would agree. The union leader
ran
an article titled something like Cheshire Calamity, whereby GOP votes for Satan or something like that. That is great. But then
it was worse.
In the general election, something like 7,000 people went and voted for me. Some of those did so knowingly, but the vast majority of them just still had no idea who they were voting for. And that's true across the entire United States. people who are just completely and totally ignorant are choosing who's going to tell us what we can and can't do, and who's going to mandate what we have to put into our bodies.
The R or D is the only thing that matters.
Yep.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us, 603-283-6160. If you remember, last year we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business and organization launch their own cryptocurrency or raise money using their own token. Well, now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. So if there's a token that you want to launch or an app you want to build, go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team there will get in touch with you and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, get some Intercoins for yourself. That's Intercoin.org, Intercoin.org. Definitely worth looking into. The project now has been going on for several years, I believe. And the same people behind it are working on the upcoming redesigned website for Free Talk Live. They do really good work. And Intercoin has a lot of noble goals and a lot of complex technology surrounding it.
I remember a few years ago when they first started advertising, it was like a big deal that Free Talk Live took payment for the ads in Intercoin.
Yes.
And I go, yeah, sure, we're on board.
But let's get to the phones. We have Sam calling from Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just curious if there's any legal updates about the crypto sex in terms of nobody.
He's a free man.
Yeah, relatively.
Well, he's freer than he was a few weeks ago.
Not in jail.
Rich Paul has been released from jail. He's not...
He got bail, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Not only that, the judge declared that he was being held illegally, which was, I want to say, a phenomenal victory for the
judge
defense.
Did declare that, and then they continued holding him illegally for, like, 3 weeks.
Understood. But now it's on record, right? Now there's a record somewhere that says he was held for that amount of time illegally, and I think that opens it up to further litigation if he chose to pursue it.
I think there will be lots.
I'm basically sue the state of New Hampshire over him being unlawful.
Well, it wasn't the state of New Hampshire's fault that happened. He would have to sue the federal government. I imagine there are going to be lots of lawsuits filed against the federal government as a result of what happened.
When their own judge declares it to be so, really, really bolsters your case, man.
For those who aren't aware, on March the 16th, almost 6 months ago, the Crypto Six were raided and arrested. That includes myself, Ian Freeman, Colleen Fornum, Andy and Renee Spinella, and, of course, Rich Paul, also known as Nobody. They were much more vicious here at the studio than they were at my place. My place, they just kicked down the door. I mean, they did threaten to shoot me, and I don't think they actually did that here, but they didn't do any further property damage than just kicking in my door. Here they drove battering rams through the front doors. They pulled out window frames.
It was why they pointed a gun at you while you were naked. That's the part I don't understand, where you had, like, a blanket wrapped around you, you said before?
That's correct. Well, because
you have no idea where she hides that gun.
Because I was running down these stairs screaming at them to shut up, because it was 6 o'clock in the morning, and I thought they were, you know, contractors who were there working for me who were just not appreciative of what time it was.
Oh, so that's how you treat your contractors, huh?
Well, if they're going to make that much noise at 6 in the morning, yes. So, I mean, I was... I understand why the FBI was alarmed when suddenly there's a 6-foot-tall naked tranny running down the stairs screaming at them. I understand their concern. But, you know, threatening to shoot me, probably not necessary. I mean, it was an interesting experience to then, you know, having been asleep for like an hour and a half at that point and having gone to bed drunk the night before, suddenly having the realization that this is not contractors and these are people with riot shields and flashlights and guns pointed at me who were telling me to stop moving. It was an interesting start to a day, but not one I would recommend. That said, I didn't need caffeine to wake up that morning.
Yep.
So there is that.
Adrenaline is a hell of a drug.
But as far as updates go, I mean, there's... The justice system is slow, or the federal court system is slow, and that's even more true now that with the COVID-19 pandemic having stalled so many cases and caused delays.
Getting nobody out was like the next big item on the list.
Yes, so, because now none of the Crypto Six are in jail awaiting trial.
Right. So do you have an update on whose next hearing or trial date is upcoming first? Like, what's the next big milestone for people who are interested?
As I understand it, we are waiting on the prosecutors to file a motion deadline. And this is, okay, you have this many days in which to file your amendments, your appeals, your all sorts of your documents, or whatever it is you want to, like, if you want to file for a severance of charges or something like that, you have this many days to get all of that stuff in. We were expecting that back in July.
Okay.
So more than 2 months ago. We don't know exactly when that's going to come, and they're currently planning the trial to take place in May of 2022, but that looks almost certainly like it's not going to happen.
And that really seems soon for a federal trial with this magnitude.
Yes, that's about 8 months away,
okay.
And I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
It's more likely going to be May of 2023, I suspect. And, of course, now that everyone has been released, I don't particularly have any objection to that. I mean, if they were going to hold someone until the trial, then yes, okay, we need to get this thing out of the way.
Yeah.
But with everyone else, like,
well,
it doesn't benefit us to rush.
Well, we also just mentioned that nobody is freer than he was, but not completely free. So
yes.
Everyone still has bail conditions, which they must abide by. And I'm sure some people would like, you know, to be able to not check in with probation and get an ankle monitor off their leg much sooner than 2023.
Absolutely. I mean, none of us are thrilled about what's going on, certainly, but freer than in the cage, for sure.
Absolutely.
For those who have been curious, because I know a lot of people were anxious to hear from, you know, Rich Paul once he got released, he's not allowed to make any public statements anywhere, from what I can tell. Like, if he goes to an event, he's explicitly forbidden from grabbing the microphone. He can use social media, but only for messaging. He's not allowed to post any statements that would be public. And he's certainly not allowed to do radio or to, you know, even call in to radio shows.
Isn't there this thing called, I don't know, the First Amendment?
Stricken from the books, repealed for nobody.
There is, but
he could file a motion to get that reinstated.
I don't think he can.
Really?
Yeah, because
okay.
It was, there's no one higher in this case than Judge LaPlante.
Like, okay.
If it had been the magistrate who said this, then he could still appeal it and get Judge LaPlante to be like, oh, yeah, you know, that's too restrictive. But because it was Judge LaPlante who ordered it, I don't think it can be appealed.
Well, okay. I'm sure eventually, maybe in the future, Judge LaPlante could eventually that back, in theory.
I mean, he could, but I don't think he's going to because it was his idea to impose those conditions in the first place, I think.
Now, okay, so without sounding too much like I like this guy, I have been pleasantly surprised with a handful of decisions that he's made through a lot of the hearings.
I've been pleasantly surprised by Judge LaPlante as well. He seems fair, and it seems like he wants to do the right thing within the boundaries of the U.S. judicial system.
Seems more level-headed than he needed to be as a judge in that position dealing with this case particularly.
Yes, the prosecutors, I remember during the hearings, they loved to focus on the phone calls that Rich Paul made where he was understandably frustrated and Judge LaPlante was
foolishly making those statements on a known recorded line.
Yes, that was a bit silly and foolish. However, he was frustrated, and Judge LaPlante was just like, yeah, look, I really don't care about those phone calls. I've heard worse. They're inconsequential to me. So fair and level-headed for sure. More coming up here about the vaccine and the effects it has on women that just were never studied. 603-283-6160. That and more is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four people are injured and at least two more are unaccounted for after an explosion at an apartment complex in suburban Atlanta. At least 15 of the 20 units in the building in Dunwoody, Georgia were damaged by the Sunday explosion. Police say the cause of the blast is still under investigation, though a manager at the complex reported an odor of gas to Atlanta Gas before the explosion. And Tropical Storm Nicholas is threatening part of the Texas coast. The storm strengthened from a tropical depression into a tropical storm Sunday morning, and forecasters say it could still strengthen further. The storm is expected to make landfall on the central or south coast of Texas Monday night or early Tuesday. A hurricane watch is in effect for the coast of Texas from Port Aransas to Sargent. A storm surge watch is also in effect along the coast of Texas up to the Houston area. The National Weather Service says that coastal counties could see 5 to 10 inches of rain over the next few days, bringing flooding concerns. This is USA Radio News. The Secretary of State believes the U.S. will be okay without boots on the ground in Afghanistan. Brad Bernards reports.
During an interview with MSNBC aired on Saturday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says it will be more difficult without boots on the ground in Afghanistan, but not impossible.
We demonstrate on a daily basis that there's no place on this planet that we can't reach out and touch when we need to. The issue will be making sure that we maintain a laser focus on networks and adversaries' capabilities.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the price of gas has gone up again after dropping for the last 2 weeks. The average price of regular grade nationally is up 2 cents to $3.25 a gallon. The most expensive gas can be found in San Francisco, where you're paying an average of $4.48 a gallon. The cheapest is in Houston, averaging $2.74 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 if you want to join in on our discussions at 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
And we were talking earlier about just the absurdity of allowing people, the ignorant people in California, and that's not a particular jab at the people in California.
They're, just most of them.
But that's the average voter in general. They're completely and totally ignorant of who they're voting for, and yet those people, those ignorant people, are choosing who is going to be president and who's going to be the highest authority figure in the United States, telling you what you can and can't do. And I think that's absurd, and that's one of the reasons that I'm part of NHExit.us, which is a movement for New Hampshire to declare independence from the federal government. To just get us away from that insanity. If you're okay with having people in California vote for the person who is going to basically be in charge of you, to be your tyrant, then sure, go ahead and stay part of the United States. But if you find that to be stupid, dangerous, reckless, and maybe a little arbitrary and vicious, then check out nhexit.us. Sign the petition there for New Hampshire to declare independence from the federal government. There's actually a number of state reps who are involved with this movement, and hopefully the legislation is going to be presented soon to the legislative services community. It's all very confusing how the whole thing works, but there's actual state representatives who are behind this effort.
I remember early on in like either the Free State Project or the Freedom Migration, and one of the compelling reasons for New Hampshire being selected was that if it were to secede, it was a pretty optimal state to secede from because it's got a water port and an international border and therefore isn't landlocked to the United States at all. And you could secede and then just leave Maine out there floating on their own like Alaska.
Well, there's generally, I mean, free travel between, when we're not in the middle of a pandemic, between the United States and Canada and between the United States and Mexico, there's no reason that we wouldn't have the same free travel from New Hampshire and the United States.
Well, if the United States decided to be vindictive and block travel, right, they could only block it on their borders, and you would still have a water port and Canada to bring in
goods.
If
they didn't blockade the water port.
True.
I wouldn't put that past the U.S. military, but it's not the 19th century anymore. I just don't think they could take the PR hit of, oh, this state seceded, we have to crush them economically. That's not going to do them any favors in the world forum. I mean, they're already losing global power, especially with the nightmare in Afghanistan, with China stepping up. China is going to be the new global authority, and I don't think the United States has the worldwide presence to get away with something like that. So I don't see any of that happening, but that's assuming it gets on the ballot and that the people of New Hampshire, and I tend to think they probably would vote for independence because New Hampshire does have a very strong distrust of the federal government before the Free State Project even got here.
Live free or die.
Yeah.
It's in the motto. Start acting like it.
But we also have Dale calling from Georgia, listening on WGOW. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Yeah, I'm actually a first-time listener. I just ran across y'all, but I've been trying to find out if we have to sign, or not me, but people have to sign waivers to get this vaccine, and I've heard conflicting answers. But my big thing is, if the vaccine repeal that law that protects the drug manufacturers from any kind of liability with it.
Not at all.
You cut off for a bit there, Dale, so we didn't hear your full point. Can you repeat that for me?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, the phone. If the vaccine is safe, why do they not repeal this law that protects the drug manufacturers from any kind of liability from it? That would bolster confidence in the people that might get it. And I just don't understand that.
Shorter answer is because it's not safe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly.
And let's just bring another reminder to the $2.3 billion that Pfizer had to pay for fraudulent marketing.
Dale, thank you so much for the call tonight. I mean, there are all sorts of stories about Johnson & Johnson getting sued
for baby powder and all sorts of stuff. So,
and the same is true of Pfizer. Moderna, I think, is a relatively new company. Apparently, Moderna is basically an extension of mRNA. I mean, it's right there in the name. So this is like the only thing they do and probably the only, quote, drug they have out on the market. But the lawsuits against Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson have been going back decades.
Yeah.
They are the big pharma that liberals have been railing against my entire life and that libertarians have been railing against my entire life. The only difference is libertarians didn't change our tune. We're still railing against big pharma because this entire thing is nothing but a massive filtering of wealth from the American taxpayer to big pharma.
There are pro-vax libertarians around town, though. Yeah.
There are, sure.
So
I also want to answer a question that he had. He was asking if people need to sign the waiver. In short, basically, yes, there are documents that you have to sign before you get the vaccination. I haven't read them completely through, but it's basically like I agree to get this and a bunch of fine print. So
I'm not surprised to hear that.
I'm sure you can imagine what the fine print might say.
I'm sure that's true with most no, that's not true. I don't recall ever signing a consent form with a shot that I got at the doctor's.
It depends what it is. Like, for surgeries and stuff, you have to sign an informed consent with a doctor, and there needs to be, like, a nurse or some other witness present. For, like, the flu shot, I don't believe so. For, like, other, like, prescription medications, usually not.
Yeah.
So if it's, like, some sort of, like, serious medical procedure, yes. Like, if you need to go under anesthesia, yes. But generally for vaccinations, no.
And to be fair, we're also not saying that the vaccine is 100% dangerous, right? Yeah. It could be effective for some people.
Yes, could be.
It could be totally safe.
It could be, but we don't know. The statistics are confusing and fallacious in a lot of ways. And it's never going to be 100% safe. So there are going to be people who have adverse reactions or death because of it. And if they, you know, if they're being told it's 100% safe and they have these adverse reactions, they should be able to hold these companies liable, but they can't. Right?
Well, there have been all sorts of drugs released by the FDA. And I noticed that if you look up, you know, recalls from the FDA and stuff like that, you don't really find anything after 2019. All the articles that you'll find criticizing the FDA and how it rushes drugs through the approval process, how it's all about pay-to-pay, they stopped coming out right when the pandemic hit. Suddenly the FDA was a good thing. But let's not remember, just 3 years ago, under the Trump administration, people on the left were criticizing the FDA and Donald Trump for, you know, rushing things through the approval process. But then it's this vaccine, and they're thrilled about it. They're thrilled that Big Pharma was able to pay enough money to get this vaccine rushed through the very same FDA that they were just criticizing.
Well, Aria, they had the best scientists working on this thing. They had the smartest people in the whole entire world.
You still got to do testing, man, and that takes time, and they didn't have it.
Well, I don't care if they want to do it tested or untested, but don't mandate it. Don't require it from people, given that it hasn't been tested.
That's absolutely the big thing.
And if you're going to mandate it, right, and it's going to be mandatory and they're going to force it upon you, then they have to take responsibility and the liability in doing so, right? Like they say, like, you know, the police have no obligation to protect you,
right?
Unless you're in jail, right? If you're in custody, that's their job. They have to protect you. If they fail that duty, they can be held liable, but that's the only time, because they've got you, you know, in hand.
And the Supreme Court has upheld that repeatedly. There was that cop at the school shooting in Florida who, like, ran and hid or something, and people were like, hey, that's messed up, and they tried to sue him or something like that, and the judge was like, yeah, no, the cops have no obligation to protect if you're not in their custody.
Right.
And
so
a cop can walk by you getting beaten and mugged on the street, and they can just keep walking.
Twirl his baton and whistle as he walks by. No big deal.
So what is their purpose again?
To extract money from the people and give it to local and town governments and state governments.
The corollary is there. If they're in charge, if they're taking responsibility, then they have to be held liable.
That's not what the Blue Lives Matter people told me.
No, but the Blue Lives Matter people are very confused.
That's putting it nicely.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up, including how meditation can help you make fewer mistakes. But what are your thoughts? Should these vaccines be mandated? Are they still experimental? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live with Aria, Nikki, and Richie Rich. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line if you want to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's important to you. 603-283-6160. And I want to say thank you to Am I Free to Go, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Am I Free to Go is a member of the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Because money used to join the program is used only to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you value the show, the ideas of liberty, reaching larger audiences, getting on more radio stations, getting more podcast downloads, all of that great stuff, you may consider joining the AMP program, as Am I Free to Go here has done. It only takes $5 per month that gets you in, and it comes with some cool perks, but really the reason you should join is because you care about the ideas of liberty, and you want them to reach a larger audience. So Am I Free to Go? Thank you so much for the contributions. I actually have that on a shirt. It's a Cop Lock shirt, but sure enough, right there on the front, it says, Am I Free to Go?
I feel like he should just change his name to Free to Go, because then the cop will look at the license and go, like, you're free to go? And walk off.
I would be interested in trying. Maybe that's next for my insane things that I do. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We have
Arsalan.
And if
they go, who are you? You go, like, I am free to go. And they go, oh, really?
We have Arsalan calling from Honolulu. Arsalan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Sorry for the delay. Is Rich here?
I am. What's happening, buddy?
Oh, Rich. Oh, what's up? Oh, hi. So I'm here to tell my story.
Which is amazing, by the way. Like, I asked him specifically to call in and share this story because this is, like, months in the making of me and him having, like, private conversations on Telegram about his upcoming traffic case and how I was skeptical of his, like, success. Go ahead, Austin.
So let's get into the background first. What was the traffic case? What were the details? What were they accusing you of doing?
Okay, so Honolulu is really corrupt, and they're accusing me of, you know, I don't even remember, to be honest with you. That's how long ago it was. But they, like, it was just, the police, they harassed me. They harassed me, and
was it like crossing a solid yellow line or something like that, or making an illegal U-turn?
That one, I still have court. Actually was found guilty. That one I was found guilty for because I didn't execute my method properly. So I actually lost some court cases because I didn't execute my hypothesis correctly. But basically, my inspiration was the Bhagavad Gita, and basically the truth is that you have higher You have higher authority than the judge. The judge has no authority over you. You have all the authority. You have the spiritual power. You have the divine authority. And
judges don't like hearing that, though.
Yeah, judges don't like hearing that. And it's the truth. The only thing they can do for you is unlawfully arrest you and drag you into court. But that's a rare circumstance. That's not going to happen. It's a rare circumstance. And like, all the conspiracies you find on the internet, they're all real. If, like, the Pentagon and the CIA did 9/11, and vaccines will kill you. So, like, yeah, the truth is in front of you. You just need the fortitude to believe in the truth. You need the faith. So
what did you do? You had this traffic ticket, and it's been so long that you don't remember what it's about. But
I have a bunch of traffic tickets because the police here are corrupt. So I have a bunch of traffic tickets. I still have more traffic tickets. I'm still going to apply the same thing. So what you have to do is you have to file an e-file, and you have to act as your own agent. You are your own lawyer, and you have to create an e-file. On the e-file, you want to put motion for discovery, motion for speedy trial. I put thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. I put UCC 1308. UCC 1207.
What are those? Tell me about those.
It's Marine time codes. I don't know them off the back of my hand. But they're Marine time codes, and basically the United States was the law. The law has to do with it. It operates in legalese. The court system, it operates in legalese.
Sure.
And you do not. Yeah. And when you go to court, you say the agent or the straw man entity that you have spoken. Well, you ignore the judge. You let the judge contradict himself.
Having been in my fair share of courtrooms, it rarely goes over well when you just ignore the judge.
Exactly.
It's
so
easier to do with e-filing and Zoom calls now.
Fair point.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's the e-file. You put the e-file in. You make your beautiful e-file, and they're going to give you whether it's a Zoom call or whether it's a trial, you ignore the judge. When you go in there, you ignore the judge. You have to let the judge...
like how I ignore my dog when I first get home, right? That's how I tell her that, you know, she's submissive to me. As I go in, I just ignore her until I'm ready to give her my attention, right?
Exactly. But it's a judge. So
yeah, so you get held in contempt and thrown in jail.
So,
but if that doesn't happen, what next?
So you just wait for the judge. You ignore the judge, and then you say, "Judge, you have tricked yourself. You have entered a contract in legalese with yourself." You tell the judge, and you say, "Judge, it's your duty." I said, "Judge, it's your kuleana. Kuleana is the word for Hawaiian. It's the word for duty." I should just read the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita was my inspiration.
That's because, the Hindu holy text, right?
Yes, that's correct. Bhagavad Gita is my inspiration. So I tell the judge, it's your duty to, I said, the straw man entity you have spoken exists on the courthouse in paper. And you can bring in, your passport, or you can bring in your,
So what does that mean?
License. Straw man entity, when you're born, you have a straw man, and it's basically your name in all caps. It's a straw man. It's like, you have a federal bank account. Every U.S. citizen has their own federal bank account, and it's like a charge with a bond and taxes, all this other stuff. It's how they pay for your taxes. I don't know. It's a bunch of stuff. Like, all of us are corporate pieces of paper. All of us are straw men. We exist in a book somewhere, and a Federal Reserve own us.
So how does this proceed after you ignore the judge and you tell the judge that, you know, he's talking about a straw man?
The judge knows. The judge knows because they operate in the straw man. That's how it works. They know this. They don't want you to know this. This is the information they don't want you to know. It sounds like conspiracy. It sounds fake. But, yeah, that's what I did. I told them that I said it's your duty to read the e-file. The judge will not read the e-file. That's the thing. The judge will not read the e-file. They want to trick you into a contract in legalese, a verbal contract in legalese. You tell them, read the e-file. The straw man entity exists on paper. And if they read the file, they dismiss the case because you're telling them to read the e-file and you're telling them, I motion for a speedy trial, I motion for this, I motion UCC 1308, thou shalt not. If the judge reads that, they have no choice but to dismiss it. Only if there is a murder case, then you're going to go to jail. That's a different story.
It only works for certain types of cases, presumably like really minor ones, traffic. Like traffic.
Traffic, yes. Yeah. Traffic, exactly. But traffic is still a big one. Like I escaped the $600 one. I escaped the $600 one. So you've had success
with this, correct?
That's the thing. You got thrown out.
Yes, it got thrown out. I had success.
And you're planning to do this with the other traffic tickets and stuff that you have?
All of them. I have community service, so I'm challenging the court system. The worst thing to happen is that the Honolulu will pick me up and put me in the jail, but that's not going to happen because they want me to pay off the debt, and I'm not paying off the debt. But
well, keep us apprised of how the rest of those tickets go.
It sounds crazy, and yet I am convinced that there's more to it than the crazy. Because I have been in court, and like I have, you know, I am Richie Rich. The court has a legal name on file for me, and I don't speak that name ever. So in court, they call on me, and they go like, "Your name?" I go, "I am Rich," and they go, "Last name?" And I go, "You guys spell it like this," and that's all I say to them. And I've had the judge in one, you know, traffic case or whatever it was, set me aside, recall the legal fiction, and then when that person didn't answer, had me reappear on behalf of the legal fiction, and then I did community service on behalf of the legal fiction that they have on paper.
I'm not saying there's nothing to it. It certainly does sound crazy.
It sounds crazy, but it got dismissed.
But
I love that concept of this is who you think I am, this is who you think I am on paper, this is my name that you have for me, whatever, but that's not who I am. I am a complete different sovereign being. I love that.
I think it works better, as Arsalan said, in like traffic courts and things like that, because it's not worth it to the judge to argue with you.
I also told him I would ask. I got a screenshot of what he filed, and we can put that on the Free Talk Live social media somewhere.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What are your thoughts about these legal fictions? I have an entirely different legal fiction that I'm dealing with that certainly doesn't represent me. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.